from one sign of winter to another. A status orange rain warning has come into effect in County Kerry, with Met Éireann saying heavy rain will lead to very difficult driving conditions and possible flooding. We can get the latest from our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, who joins us from Killarney. Pascal, what's happening there at the moment?
Rachel, it's not too bad at the moment, and hopefully the peak has passed. There were several hours of very intense rainfall from around 6 o'clock this morning until about 11, half 11 or 12 o'clock. But that has eased considerably within the past hour. Hopefully the peak has now passed, even though the orange weather rainfall warning remains in effect here until 8 o'clock tonight. And there has been no significant flooding. There is flooding on some very minor roads, for instance, the Balloch Bema Gap in South Kerry. But again, that would be a minor road, wouldn't carry any major traffic. In the rest of Munster, Connacht, Longford, Cavan and Donegal, they're under yellow rainfall warnings until 8 o'clock tonight. The rest of Ulster is under a yellow rainfall warning until 10 o'clock tonight. And that is it for the day. There is considerable concern, though, about tomorrow and about the arrival of the first named storm of the season, Storm Amy. That will bring a red marine warning of violent storm force 11 winds for coasts from Loophead in County Clare all the way up along the western coastline, northwestern coastline and the northern coastline up to Antrim from 2 p.m. tomorrow. And storm force 11 winds, that is a significant weather event, and although it applies to the coastline, I heard Met Éireann describing it, that its impact might be felt for perhaps 5 to 10 kilometres inland also. Much of the rest of the west coast inland, there is an orange wind warning for gale force winds for Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo from 2 p.m. tomorrow, and Met Éireann says that's likely to lead to fallen trees, damage to power lines, power outages and again difficult travelling conditions.
Pascal, many thanks for that. That was Pascal Sheehy, our southern editor.